Mask. My Race Through the Belly of Hollywood to Self-Discovery. Written by Eli Wiebe. Narrated by Eli Wiebe and Alexander Woodrow. Author's note.
I have changed the names of most people in this book, out of respect for their privacy. All the events in this book are real and true, described here to the best of my ability to recall and describe them.
What's up, Eli?
What's up, Woody?
Super grateful to be here and that you asked me to narrate this with you. We're going to do a little bit of a different format than a lot of audiobooks. You want to explain to everyone what we're going to be doing?
Yeah, man. And I'm honored to have you on here with me as well, too. And we're going to run this like a podcast/Audible. And we're just going to kind of go back and forth and give you the readers more information and more detailed information than you would have just read out of the paperback or hardback. And yeah.
I love it. Thanks again for inviting me on this, brother. Just so everyone knows, my name's Alexander Woodrow. Most people know me as Woody. I've known Eli for going on a year now, and I was super humbled when he asked me to be a part of this experience in sharing more in depth this wild story that he has lived for the past decade or so. Eli, is there one thing before we get into it that you would like to share in regards to a message that encompasses your book?
Yeah, I think the main message of my book is to let people know that no matter how bad they think their situation might be, no matter how deep of a hole they're in, no matter what rock bottom they think they're going through, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. You can come back from anything, man, and you just got to put in that work, that hard work, that shadow work, that inner work that nobody else can see. And I promise you that light is at the end of the tunnel, and you just got to do that shadow work. And just know, when you're in those darkest moments, you know, you can't rely on anyone else but yourself. You got to wake up every single morning, look into the mirror, and face your damn fears forward. You got to stop pointing fingers and hold yourself accountable for where you currently stand in your life. Just know nobody's coming to save you. Quit looking for them. It's you versus you, man. And you got to be your own damn hero.
Let's go. Chapter 1. Big Fish. I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that it's not the answer. Jim Carrey. The last day of January 2018 was a typically beautiful, chilly morning in Studio City. I bounded out of my house at 8:30 a.m. and jumped into a rental car. My Mercedes S63 AMG was at the dealer's because the transmission was acting up. This white C-Class was a loner. The leafy neighborhood was quiet, except for some minor road construction. I'd worked the night before as usual, but had an ironclad routine. Late nights, early mornings. I was on my way to the gym for a long run and then a sweat. Only 10 days before, I had completed my first half marathon in Pasadena. I was on a path to become a better person in every way. And my newfound commitment to running and fitness lay at the heart of that journey. I made a right turn out of my driveway and noticed a half dozen odd-looking cars in my mirror. Undercover cop cars. That was odd. Then I heard the sirens and saw flashing lights in the mirror as they hauled ass to get right up behind me. I took another turn, and the cops waved me over. What the hell is going on? This must be some kind of mistake. Except I wasn't on the run. Roll down all your windows and put your hands on the steering wheel. The megaphone was loud and insistent. I rolled the windows down and put my hands on the wheel. At least, I thought, they'd pull me over on a quiet street, where I was less likely to be embarrassed in front of my neighbors. Two people, dressed in casual clothing, apparently undercover officers or detectives, approached the car. One stood back while the second, a woman in her 30s, came up to my window as I rolled it down. "Where are the keys to the front door of your house?" "What the fuck? Can I ask why I'm being pulled over?" "We have a search warrant for your home and for certain items to be seized, one being your vehicle. Where is your car? Where's the S63? "Search warrant? What the hell for?" I should have asked to see the warrant, but the thought didn't even cross my mind. I'd never
Sample complete. Ready to continue?